live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal waste collector Jim Ferry, who has been evading a High Court arrest warrant since August last, has appeared back in court today. It's been revealed that almost 1,000 people in the Letterkenny Municipal District are currently on the housing waiting list. A Donegal County Councillor has called on Irish Water to take action and address water outages in the Ballandrate area. And Innishowen Councillor John Ryan has announced today that he is stepping down from Donegal County Council. Those stories to follow on full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. But first in news, a Donegal waste collector Jim Ferry, who has been evading a High Court arrest warrant since August last, has appeared back in court today. Mr Ferry presented himself to the court with his barrister pleading for his client to be given one last chance. He has been on the run since August the 22nd when Mr Justice Barrett ordered that he be jailed for contempt for failing to adhere to an earlier order regarding the illegal dump he had been operating at Ross Brocken in Letterkenny. Peter Murtaugh, reported with the Irish Times, was in court today and has been outlining some of the details.
He turned up in the High Court today, having sworn an affidavit a couple of days ago and filed that in the court. Since November 2016, Donegal County Council have been trying to have a site near Letterkenny at Ross Brocken, which Mr Ferry owns, cleaned up, and he was operating an illegal waste dump there. Matters went to the High Court, and last August, Mr Justice Max Barrett, having issued several orders instructing Mr Ferry to cooperate and have the place cleaned up, issued a bench warrant for his arrest for contempt of court. Thereafter, Mr Ferry largely disappeared. He went, I believe, to Northern Ireland. I believe he was staying in Strabane. There were various reports of sightings of Mr Ferry in Donegal from time to time, but the matter simply rested as of last August. The site was the way it was. The council in the meantime had done an amount of cleaning up, but Mr Ferry was nowhere to be seen until today's development.
And it has now been adjourned again.
To sort of paraphrase really what Mr Traynor said on behalf of Jim Ferry, that Mike Lyon now realises the seriousness of the situation, and he wishes to set matters right, and he wishes to purge his contempt. Again, said that Mr Ferry wished to comply with the court, and he asked the judge for, quote, one last chance. And he said, I can only tell you, Judge, that in the last week I have been able to convince my client, that's Mr Ferry, that he's in a very precarious situation. Mr Barrett said that Mr Ferry was in contempt last August and he remains in contempt. The expectation is that we'll be back in court June 12th, that Donegal County Council will have a replying affidavit to Mr Ferry's affidavit.
The Fianna Fáil leader says there's been a lack of leadership in the Department of Health when dealing with the cervical check scandal. A number of internal department memos will be released this evening after being considered by the Cabinet. They'll show no concerns were raised about patient safety at cervical check, but some in the Department of Health knew smear test audit information wasn't being passed to women and doctors. Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin says when Simon Harris found out about the situation, he should have done more.
Now, Minister Harris became aware, on April the 16th via memo in relation to the Vicky Phelan case. And what I have to say, and I regret saying, there has been an absence of political leadership in the department since then. I can't understand why the minister wouldn't have summoned people to his department on that issue there and then and said, I want all documentation pertaining to this issue produced within 48 hours.
An Innishowen councillor says time is ticking for mica-affected homes in Donegal and that the minister's response so far is simply not good enough. In his latest response, Housing Minister Damien English moved to reassure mica homeowners in the county that he is committed to providing a solution. However, Councillor Martin McDermott says this promise was made before Christmas with no progress since. He has accused the minister of continuously kicking the can down the road and says the people of Donegal at this stage are fed up.
Personally, I don't think he's dealing with it. I think we're 3 or 4 years down the line. It's the same story all the time. We're going to deal with it. We're looking into it. We need a bit more time. Well, I think time is running out. Time is running out for the people that's sitting in their homes when they're crumbling down around them. There has been a lot more deterioration over the winter up until now from 2017-2018, and the minister now, I think, needs to step up to the mark, and I don't think he has been doing that, and I think it's time he did it now.
In his latest comments on this issue, he did suggest that the recommendations may be published in the coming weeks, but you're saying due to other past delays, you're not that confident?
No, he's been saying that now since before Christmas. There's been, 6 months of that, and there's still no recommendations 1 and 2. So I don't take this, it'll be in a couple of weeks' time. That's what he said when he met us in Carndonagh the week before Christmas. He said that they would be announced at the latest the first week of February. As I say, now we're into May, we're going into June. The next thing, it'll be summer recess, we'll not be back to September. And we'll still have no recommendations, so we're still not in a position to fight the redress scheme. The recommendations 1 and 2 have to be announced first. That's the first thing that has to be done. Then we have to deal with redress. Personally speaking, I think it's just taking a hand at the people of Inishowen and Donegal here at the moment.
Donegal County Council is being urged to address what's been described as a reoccurring eyesore along the Wild Atlantic Way. An abandoned house located on the outskirts of Fulcarra has been subject to numerous acts of vandalism despite attempts by local residents to keep the premises up to an agreeable standard. Councillor Seamus O'Donnell believes the responsibility lies with the council to address the issue.
The council seemed to be reluctant or standoffish from dealing with it or tackling it. This would be quite cheap in the overall scheme of things for the council to paint a house that's along the Wild Atlantic Way whereby there's nobody living in it. And I am asking the council, and indeed have instructed them, to act as quickly as they possibly can to get this matter solved and resolved so that when the tourist season, which is quickly coming upon us, it does arrive, that this house and the graffiti that welcomes people, whether they're coming to Fulcarra or Dunfanaghy, is got rid of, and that a more appealing and welcoming frontage is afforded the people travelling along the Wild Atlantic Way in West Donegal.
Is this not an issue also for the Gardaí there in the locality to maybe perhaps find who has carried out this graffiti?
Well, it may well be, but indeed that's a separate case because the Gardaí can investigate as to who carried out the graffiti or who painted on this house. And they can follow it up on an ongoing basis. But the Gardaí don't have a role in actually painting or in putting the house back into what would be deemed as an acceptable standard. I think the council have the role in that. The council are the main authority in regards to tourism in the county, and I think they have to step up to the plate and they have to show some initiative. And I am asking for them to paint this house or for them to do something that would make it more appealing.
It's been revealed that almost 1,000 people in the Letterkenny Municipal District are currently on the housing waiting list. The figures were provided at the latest sitting of the Letterkenny Municipal District following a request made by the Cathaoirleo of Donegal County Council, Councillor Gerry McMonagall. The breakdown also includes those currently on transfer waiting lists. Councillor McMonagall says a huge number reflects a very real need for social housing in the area and this needs to be addressed.
We've had very little housing, new builds, compared to what we had in the previous 9 or 10 years. So, no, I'm not shocked by it, but I know certainly there's a growing number of people coming to our offices seeking accommodation, and the council is not in a position to provide that accommodation. And the private sector is now struggling to provide the necessary housing. So we are coming to a crisis point in relation to housing.
So do you expect these figures to even grow? The figures that you had been given at last week's municipal meeting, do they paint a true picture of what really is going on?
I don't think it does paint a true picture because there's still a lot of people who are living at home with their parents and maybe who should be out in their own home or their own houses. And I think if them people come and apply to join the housing waiting list, we would have a lot higher numbers. But also within them figures, there's almost 1,000 people too who are looking for housing transfer. Either the house doesn't suit them or they're not able to live for one reason or another in the area that they're currently living in. And we have no way of moving them people and helping them people. And I know in some instances this is really starting to affect people and their mental health and that they can't get out of the house that they're in. Either they're overcrowded or they're not getting on with neighbours or whatever. And whilst we in Letterkenny here have some housing schemes currently being built, it will still be a year, 18 months before any of them are coming on the market. Yeah, without going too far, we do have a housing crisis.
The Israeli ambassador to Ireland won't be expelled from the country after 58 people were killed in Gaza yesterday. The Taoiseach says ending diplomatic relations with Israel isn't the answer, despite the government expressing outrage at the killings. Opposition parties have called for the Israeli ambassador to be expelled and Irish diplomats to be withdrawn from Israel. The Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign is organising demonstrations in Dublin, Galway, Limerick, Waterford, Belfast and Derry today in response to the ongoing violence. People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd-Barrett says there needs to be action.
What scale of atrocity does Israel have to commit to trigger EU sanctions against it? Israel has favoured trade status from the European Union with the Israel-European Association Agreement. We treat it effectively as an associate member of the European Union. And yet they massacre 58 people yesterday.
A Donegal County Councillor has called on Irish Water to take action and address water outages in the Ballandreate area. Councillor Jerry Crawford believes work carried out in other sections of the water supply has had a knock-on effect, leading to increased pressure on older pipes on the Ballandreate to Tober line. He says a regular water supply is vital in the area to service residents as well as Smith's Deelside Mill.
Previous to them doing those works, there was a problem there. But it has felt that that is a contributing factor that, you know, the water pressure has been enabled to be increased further down in the Ballandreate village area and right around the whole loop of that particular area. But the line going from Ballandreate to Tober is old. It hasn't been replaced. It needs to be replaced. It hasn't the capacity to carry the needs that's there. When they increase the water pressure, then you have continuous bursts and these people are not having the service that they should have.
Now, we know that councillors literally in every municipal district are seeking meetings with Irish Water to discuss particular issues in their own areas. Are you getting any indications from Irish Water that they will look favourably on this particular one?
No, not really. It's not to say that they don't know about it. I meet them every month when they come to Lifford and make a point of raising this issue among others. There's other areas within this area, such as St Johnstone, that has problems as well. These sewage problems, these things have been raised with them. Other councillors do the same. And the public who are contacting Irish Water tell me it's not that easy to make contact with them. Indeed, people who contacted them over the course of the weekend, maybe on the second or third phone call from neighbours, were told that they never had heard of it that day when it's obvious that they had heard of it that day. So they need to get their act together and they need to get this problem on a more positive footing.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, stocking all the running footwear and accessories you need to go the distance.
It's now almost 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with cricket, and Ireland have lost their first ever test match in cricket, but only after putting up a real fight against Pakistan in Dublin today. The tourists had 5 wickets to spare after chasing down a victory target of 160 in Malahide. At one point, Ireland had reduced Pakistan to 14-3. Man of the match, Kevin O'Brien, who had a century yesterday, says they needed to bat a bit longer this morning.
Yeah, I think a slightly better morning session for us. You know, we could have pushed Pakistan even harder. So it's disappointing from a team point of view not to get an extra 40 or 50 runs, you know, to really make it tough for the Pakistan batters.
Moving on to soccer, and leagueofireland.ie are reporting that Derry City and Ireland under 21 star Ronan Curtis confirmed that his move to Portsmouth was complete. Speaking after his side's defeat to Dundalk last night, Curtis confirmed the move to leagueofireland.ie, saying, "I'm going away tomorrow, but my heart is still with Derry City, but I'm leaving on the 8th of June." While the Derry Journal also reported this morning that another unnamed English club have also declared interest in the player. There will be a fee involved, which is thought to be in the region of £100,000. Elsewhere, the Richmond Park is the venue for tonight's SSEE Electricity League Premier Division tie between St Pat's and Sligo Rovers. A win for the Saints will move them level in points with 4th place Derry City. Pats have won their last 2 games, and defender Simon Madden says they want to keep that run going.
Obviously, if you're playing a lot of matches and you're winning them, you don't really feel the tiredness. You know what I mean? If you're picking up losses and you kind of feel in your head that it's going to be another struggle, but we won our game against Limerick, bring on Sligo, we beat them, we bring on to Derry, and hopefully the games will keep coming and we pick up 3 points. Like,
kickoff in that game is 7:45 tonight. Cross Channel former Aston Villa and Bolton defender J. Lloyd Samuels died in a car crash. The Trinidad and Tobago international was 37. The 37-year-old has been the player manager for non-league side Edgerton this season. While on the field tonight, Aston Villa hold the upper hand heading into this evening's Championship playoff second leg against Middlesbrough at Villa Park. The Birmingham club were 1-0 winners in the opening tie at the Riverside last week. Fulham, they wait in the Championship promotion final. Elsewhere, Sam Allardyce says he'll hold talks about his future as Everton manager this week. The former England boss took the team from battling relegation to an 8th place finish in the Premier League this season. The Toffees are said to be ready to appoint former Watford and Hull City manager Marco Silva as his replacement. And it's understood Chelsea are considering a move for Tottenham's Mauricio Pochettino if boss Antonio Conte leaves as expected at the end of the season. Conte's faced speculation about his future all campaign and could take charge of the team for the last time in Saturday's FA Cup final with Manchester United. Pochettino has 3 years left on his Spurs contract. And Joe Hart's been told he won't be going to this summer's World Cup with England. National team manager Gareth Southgate's reportedly decided not to pick the Manchester City goalkeeper, who's been on loan at West Ham this season. The final 23-man squad's officially announced tomorrow. Hart's been England's number one at the last three major tournaments and has won 75 caps. Up in Scotland, Hibs manager Neil Lennon's been charged with misconduct after running onto the pitch to celebrate their stoppage time equaliser in a 5-5 Premiership draw with Rangers at the weekend. He said afterwards any punishment would be worth it after getting abuse from away fans during the game. The Scottish FA hearing is on Monday and Lennon's facing a 2-match ban suspended from a previous offence. And Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers, he's been named the Scottish Premiership's manager of the season. He's guided the team to back-to-back titles since taking over at Parkhead. Celtic captain Scott Brown took the player's prize. And Wales, they've confirmed they'll play at the Millennium Stadium for the first time in more than 7 years. They'll return there for a friendly against Spain in October. Cardiff City Stadium has been the national team's preferred home venue since they faced England in Euro 2012 qualifier in 2011. In other news, Neymar appears to be winning his race to be fit for the start of the World Cup. The Paris Saint-Germain forward's been out since fracturing his foot in February, but Brazil's team doctor says he could return on a friendly against Croatia at Anfield on June the 3rd. Neymar will return to collective training with the squad next week. And Germany, they've tied down national team manager Joachim Löw to a new contract. He's extended his deal until 2022. Löw, who led Germany to World Cup success in 2014, was mentioned as one of the outsiders to take over from Arsene Wenger as Arsenal boss. Another of the favourites to succeed Wenger has been ruled out of taking the job. Julian Nagelsmann is staying at Hoffenheim with the German club's director of football, Alexander Rosen, saying he's 100% sure Nagelsmann will still be their head coach at the start of next season. In Gaelic games, Mayo's Tom Parsons says he'll come back. His comeback will be stronger than his setback. The midfielder has thanked teammates, supporters and opposition players for their well wishes after he suffered a knee dislocation in their defeat to Galway on Sunday. Parsons is set to see a specialist to determine the extent of the injury. Moving on to rugby, and Russia has replaced Romania in Ireland's pool in next year's Rugby World Cup. A World Rugby investigation has found that Belgium, Spain and Romania fielded ineligible players during the European qualifying tournament. Following points reductions, Russia have been upgraded to qualification spot winners and join Ireland, host Japan and Scotland in Pool A. Elsewhere, Connacht have begun their post-Kieran Keane rebuild by completing the signing of Irish qualified lock Joe Mekiso. That's from the Leicester Tigers. The 22-year-old was part of the England under-18s tour of South Africa in 2014, but can still play for Ireland through his grandfather. Robin Copeland, Kyle Goodwin, David Horowitz are also on their way to Galway for next season. Leinster, meanwhile, have confirmed that prop Oisin Heffernan will join Nottingham this summer. Finally, for this evening, South Africa's Stuart Berry will be the referee for Saturday's Guinness Pro 14 semi-final. That's against Leinster, and that's between Leinster and Munster at the RDS. The Durban native will be the first South African official to take charge of a knockout game in the competition. That's all your sport this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. In his own, Councillor John Ryan has announced today that he is stepping down from Donegal County Council. The Fine Gael councillor, who has served for the past 9 years, says he has taken the decision due to work commitments. Councillor Ryan says the timing of his resignation gives his replacement the opportunity to gain experience before the next local election.
I've enjoyed my 2 terms in Donegal County Council. I just feel recently that pressures of work, I'm self-employed and business is good, we're going well, but I think it just needs my full attention at present, as all businesses do. It's only a year to run in this term. I suppose I could be selfish and stay on for another year, then not stand next year for the elections, but I feel that if I go on at this stage, whoever we decide or whoever the party decides to put in my place has a year to, I suppose, cut the mustard and see how they get on in next year's local elections.
As you say, you are self-employed, but you also threw yourself into politics, running in a general election, polling very well, seeking a second nomination. How was that experience?
Great experience. I suppose it's all tinged with a little sadness today. I've talked about this really, I suppose, since the last election, the last local elections, that I probably couldn't devote the time to council that it deserves. But look, I've managed the last 4 years. I've really enjoyed it. I've immensely enjoyed working with the people and the executive and I suppose everybody. But running in 2009, if I remember correctly, and 2011, I was thrown straight into a general election, which was something that totally unprepared for, and only, I suppose, a week or 10 days to prepare. But we had a great result, and on a different day, maybe we possibly would have made it. We're only short by a couple of hundred votes. But look, these things all happen for a reason. It wasn't to be. And at that stage, I felt it was probably something I wanted more than anything else. But looking back at it now, maybe it never was for me. But I've enjoyed my time in Donegal County Council immensely.
And finally for this evening, people in Donegal are being encouraged to give blood over the next couple of days, with stocks across the country said to be low. Clinics are being held at Jackson's Hotel in Ballybuffet today and tomorrow, and in Innitneave Padraig Bombeig on Thursday. Paul McKinney is Operation Director with the Irish Blood Transfusion Service.
We're sort of between bank holidays. We had one last week and we're coming up to the June bank holiday. With schools off and with the good weather, we have unfortunately noticed that our attendance at the clinics has dropped, and actually the usage of the hospitals has actually increased quite significantly. So we are asking for people to support the clinics. We have 3 in Donegal, and it's really important that our loyal donors put big attendance this week.
For weather now, dry for the rest of today with sunny spells developing, cold and dry tonight with long clear spells and lowest temperatures of 2 to 4 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal waste collector Jim Ferry, who has been evading a High Court arrest warrant since August last, has appeared back in court today. Mr. Ferry presented himself to the court with his barrister pleading for his client to be given one more chance. An Inishowen councillor says time is ticking for mica-affected homes in Donegal, and that the minister's response so far is simply not good enough. In his latest response, Housing Minister Damien English moved to reassure mica homeowners in the county that he is committed to providing a solution. Donegal County Council is being urged to address what's been described as a reoccurring eyesore along the White Atlantic Way. An abandoned house located on the outskirts of Fulcara has been subject to numerous acts of vandalism, despite attempts by local residents to keep the premises up to an agreeable standard. And it's been revealed that almost 1,000 people in the Letterkenny Municipal District are currently on the housing waiting list. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, says the huge number reflects a very real need for social housing in the area, and this needs to be addressed. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, May the 15th. The death has taken place of James Woods at Glenleary, Remelton, formerly Seal, Manchester. Remains are reposing at the Eternal Light Funeral Home, Mountaintop, Letterkenny. Mass will be offered for the happy repose of the soul of James on Thursday at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Remelton. Funeral will take place in Manchester. The death has taken place of Mary Gallagher, Ballygorman, Mallon Head. Removal from Beech Hill Manor nursing home Liz Fan in Buncrana at 9 o'clock tonight, going to her late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to the Star of the Sea Church, Mallon Head, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Lag Cemetery, Mallon. The death has taken place of Joanne Hegarty, Sleadrin, Buncrana. Her remains will be reposing at her family home in Sleadrin, Buncrana from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, Buncrana for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers will need donations and to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital. Give any family member or Murphy funeral directors. Family time, please, only on the mornings of the wake until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Maureen Baxter, Lower Kildrum, Clay. Her remains will be reposing at Kelly's Funeral Home, Oakfield Rafoe, this evening at 7 o'clock with rosary at 9 o'clock. Remains will be reposing tomorrow from 4 p.m. with removal from there at 6 p.m. going to the Immaculate Conception Church, Clay, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the All Saints Church Cemetery, Newton Cunningham. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, care any family member. And the death has taken place of Kitty McGee, Glenlehan, Fintown. Her remains are reposing at her late residence with removal to St Columb Kills Church, Fintown, to arrive for 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m.